long-term care facilities in McLean County face a new spike in coronavirus cases.
Even when they're doing everything right, there's still a chance for the virus to get in and spread.
That's Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, October 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a surge in coronavirus cases in nursing homes in McLean County. More from Eric Stock.
Bickford Senior Living of Bloomington has had 15 new cases in the last week. The Villas of Hollybrook at Tawanda Barnes has had 10 new cases and one death. According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, 43 new coronavirus cases have been reported in McLean County long-term care facilities in the last week. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says facility managers seem to be doing all they can.
Even when they're doing everything right, there's still a chance for the virus to get in and spread. Where the health department is involved in our long-term care facilities, there are no red flags for us at the moment.
McLean County announced 112 new coronavirus cases over the weekend and the county's 27th death. It was a woman in her 60s who the department says had underlying health conditions. The county's testing positivity rate jumped to 3.7%, the highest it's been in 3 weeks. And McKnight is trying to assure parents that medical facilities have safety measures in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A survey says 1 in 3 parents won't get their child a flu shot this year. She suspects part of the reason is concerns about the coronavirus.
We have, had to also reassess how we do all of our visits. We make sure that we're doing it in as safe manner as possible, keeping social distance, which is, again, difficult if you're giving a vaccine.
And as we approach the 8th month of the pandemic, comes news that the county's top expert on infectious diseases, Melissa Graven, is leaving the health department at the end of the month. McKnight says Graven is leaving to focus on being a mom and on furthering her education in public health. Graven has been with the McLean County Health Department for 14 years. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. One of the leaders of McLean County's COVID-19 response, Melissa Graven, is leaving her job at the end of the month. The department says she's leaving to focus on being a mom and to focus on furthering her education in public health. Cynthia Baker, the woman convicted of killing an 8-year-old girl from Normal, suggests instead that the child's father was a more likely source of the fatal blow. She's trying to get a new trial over concerns about her lawyer at her trial. And a new internal poll from the DCCC shows Democrat Betsy Jerkson-Londrigan leading Republican Rodney Davis by 5 points in the 13th Congressional District. Davis narrowly edged Londrigan out 2 years ago. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Democrat Hannah Beer surprised a lot of people last spring when she upset longtime McLean County board member George Gordon in the primary. She's now the favorite this fall in District 6, which includes Central Normal and areas near ISU. Beer spoke to Eric Stock about why she's running.
I'm finishing up my final year here at Illinois State University, and I'm running for the board because I want to continue serving my community that has given me so much during my time at the university. As a college student, I know that I can provide a better representation for our Redbird community. The folks here at ISU make up a large portion of our population, and we bring in a significant amount of revenue for the county. We not only learn here, but we live here. We work, eat, shop, and have our whole entire lives here for most of the year. But yet we don't have an elected official at the local level for the district. So I hope to be that voice.
So our first question is one of government philosophy. How much of a role should government play in our lives, particularly at the local and county level? And what experiences have you had that have helped form your philosophy on that?
So what I've learned about government, I've learned a lot from ISU. I studied political science there. And I believe that, especially at the local level, it's our job to responsibly use our taxpayers' dollars to provide for our community. We have baseline services that we need to provide to our community members, such as the county roads, making sure those are in good condition, especially with the pandemic going on, public health, making sure that that is funded and that we are getting the best resources that we can with these uncertain times, making sure we have free and open elections, just kind of making sure that our people and our communities are able to flourish with a guiding hand.
And since you touched on the pandemic, let's go to that. Of course, the coronavirus pandemic has overshadowed much of what the county has had to do in recent months. And being on the ISU campus, you are sort of at the center of that here in McLean County. So how well has the county done, in your view, meaning the elected board, administration, and the health department, to try to keep the public informed and safe during this pandemic? Anything that you can say they have done well, or anything you feel they could do better?
I think that with this pandemic, it's changing. It seems like every day it changes. We don't really know what to expect. We've kind of gotten to a point now where we kind of have returned to our normal lives, but there's still a lot of questions that people have. The end isn't really anywhere near. So I think in these unprecedented times, we need to really rely on our local leadership within the county to make sure that they are making the best decisions possible and doing as much as they possibly can. I think the county has handled it fairly well, given that we don't really have an idea of what is going on because it changes so often.
That's Democratic County Board candidate Hannah Beer speaking with Eric Stock. Libertarian candidate David Scarpelli declined an interview request. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is a contract with a design firm for the new O'Neill Park and Pool. That's it for today. If you've become a regular Leadoff listener, here's a reminder that this is our fall fund drive. Your contribution right now will help pay for the Leadoff and all the other local and NPR shows you depend on every day. Contribute now at WGLT.org.